M20 Coastbound closed due to Operation Stack between Junction 8 Leeds Castle and Maidstone services through to Junction 11 for Hive and Western Hanger. M20 London bound queuing traffic for 1 mile due to Operation Stack between Junctions 9 and Junction 8. M20 Coastbound, the entry slip closed at Junction 13, that's for the A20 for Folkestone. And DFDS Seaways have services suspended between Dover and Calais due to the industrial accident. However, they are running between Dover and Dunkirk this afternoon. Eurotunnel have a waiting time of 1 hour for freight services at Folkestone due to the high volume of traffic. Operation Stack, of course, remains in place on the M20 towards the terminal. The number is 0500 59 27 27 for your updates this afternoon.
On FM, DAB, online and on your smartphone.
Part of the KM Group.
KMFM, it's 1 o'clock. The latest news now with Joanna Earle.
After days of disruption, some ferry crossings between Dover and Calais have resumed. Industrial action by French ferry workers, which closed the port of Calais on Monday, was suspended last night. However, thousands of lorries are still parked on a huge section of the M20 in Kent, waiting to cross the channel. 13,000 bottles of water and 6,000 meals have now been delivered to those stuck. People in Dover say an alternative to Operation Stack needs to be brought in.
It's unpleasant for the lorry drivers, it's unpleasant for the farmers and the people of the highways, I'm sure.
Getting home in the afternoon is quite hard with traffic. My husband picked me up, we spent ages on the traffic.
But the French people are always going on strike. It's just a nuisance to people going across, I suppose.
Meantime, the Home Secretary Theresa May is travelling to Paris to discuss the migrant crisis in Calais with her French counterpart. More than 3,000 migrants have set up camp near the port and have been taking advantage of slow-moving traffic to get on vehicles headed for Dover.
This is KMFM News.
It's understood Tunisian police intend to charge 8 people in connection with last week's beach massacre. The group includes a woman. 4 others who were also questioned have been released. Sky's Nick Martin's in the resort of Sousse and has more.
Clearly, they want to piece together whether Saifedean Rezji was acting alone or the extent to which he was helped. And so it would suggest the Tunisians have enough evidence to be confident not only to arrest these 8 people, but to charge them.
9 further bodies of British victims are being flown home today. The Defence Secretary says Britain should consider attacking Islamic State targets in Syria as well as in Iraq. Concerns about IS have increased since last week's terror attack in Tunisia. But Michael Fallon, who's also Sevenoaks MP, has told the Commons any action would need their backing.
We would return to this House for approval before conducting airstrikes in Syria. The exception, as the House knows, is if there was a critical British national interest at stake or the need to act to prevent a humanitarian catastrophe.
KMFM News.
Police searching for a missing Whitstable man who disappeared whilst walking his dog have found a body. 47-year-old Alan Nichols left his home on the 11th of June but never returned. Police were called to West Blean Nature Reserve at 8:30 last night, where they made the discovery. The death is not being treated as suspicious. After a health alert was issued in Kent because of soaring temperatures, we've now got a weather warning for heavy rain. It reached 33 degrees in the county yesterday, but forecasters are predicting heavy downpours tomorrow. They've issued a yellow alert for thunderstorms, which could lead to some localised flooding overnight into Saturday.
KMFM News.
A series of pictures of Kent have gone on display at London's train stations and on the Underground in a bid to attract more visitors to the county. Images of Rochester Castle, Dreamland in Margate and Ramsgate's Royal Harbour feature in the Visit Kent campaign. We've tweeted pictures via at KMFM News. And a report a shark has been spotted off the coast of Kent have been trending on Twitter. We first told you yesterday about swimmers reportedly seeing a triangle-shaped fin in the sea off Herne Bay, and it's now in most of the national papers. Natalie spotted it.
It's like a Mexican wave along the beach, because that's where it was going, and everyone was getting up and pointing, and like we didn't know what to think, like a shark in Herne Bay. But I think it pretty much was, because then there was a splash as well.
You can see pictures at kentonline.co.uk.
KMFM Sport.
With Dino Plumbing, for all your home emergency plumbing needs.
Visit dinoplumbingkent.co.uk.
The sports minister believes England's Women's World Cup campaign will have a positive impact on girls' football in the UK. With more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime, here's Rona.
Well, they reached the semi-finals of the tournament before losing 2-1 against defending champions Japan last night. Chatham and Aylesford MP Tracy Crouch says the squad should be happy with their achievements.
I think it's brilliant news for the female game. I hope that the legacy will be strong from this. I hope that they will have gone on and inspired future generations of footballers. And I think that we should all be incredibly proud of what they've achieved.
Three British men aim to join Heather Watson in the third round of Wimbledon later. Andy Murray will soon open up play on number one court against Dutchman Robin Haase. James Ward is up against Czech player Jiří Veselý. Their game was delayed because of the rain, but Ward is now one set up. Later, Roger Federer and Rafael Nadal also play. And in football, the Gillingham manager says his side are fit and ready to go after returning for pre-season training. The side are getting ready for their first warm-up game, which is away to Folkestone Invicta next Tuesday.
That's the latest. You can also keep up to date on your smartphone, tablet and PC with kentonline.co.uk.